to the topic of drinking and rather stopping drinking. Now, I know as a station, we've already done a couple of interviews during January around the Dry January campaign run by World Without Wine. And if you're one of the people who signed up for that campaign and gave up alcohol for the month of January, I'd hope you'll phone us as well. I'd love to hear from you your thoughts as you reach your final day. Was it easier than you thought it would be? Was it more difficult? What were the biggest challenges of giving up booze for the month? What surprised you about the side effects of that decision? Perhaps something delighted you. Perhaps it was unforeseen weight loss. Perhaps it was the amount of money you spent. Whatever it is you'd like to tell us about your world, your month of January without alcohol. I hope you'll share those thoughts with us on 021-446-0567. But if you're one of those people sitting back thinking, shoo, it's over, I got away with that, without anybody trying to talk me into doing it, sorry for you, because I'm going to try and twist your arm again with a new and rather similar campaign that launches tomorrow for the month of February. And remember, of course, that February is the shortest month. So if you are going to give this a try, there is literally no better time than to do it now in the month of February. Laughing aside, in all seriousness, we know that January is always a month for reflecting on road fatalities in South Africa and on our absolutely grotesque national pastime. And I think we can call it that, our national pastime of misbehaving on the roads and counting the cost in human lives. Road fatalities were up 15% year on year, and we know that alcohol would have played a factor in a substantial percentage of those crashes. And one group which really wants to try and keep the pressure on, keep the awareness going, keep the pressure on public opinion about drunk driving in particular, is the group SAD, South Africans Against Drunk Driving. I have their founder on the line with me, Caro Smit, founder and director of SAD. It's lovely to chat to you again, Caro. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pippa. Thanks for having us on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure. What's the aim of this campaign to get people to give up drink for the month of February? It's about more than just stopping drinking, isn't it?
It is. It's really to make people reflect about road safety, how they can help road safety by taking part in the campaign and getting money to SAD, because if you take part in the campaign, the money comes to us and then we can help victims. And I know, Pippa, this last weekend, two cyclists were killed by drunk drivers, one in Cape Town and one in Johannesburg. And, you know, this is just happening all the time. And the sort of thing that we do is, for example, two cyclists were killed in Durban last year. And the charge of drinking and driving was not added because the man's blood alcohol hadn't been taken. And SAD went with the family to meet the public prosecutor to tell him that, in fact, he could add the charge because the man's breath had been smelling of alcohol and his driving had been impaired in that he killed two people. So they added that. So we like to support the families. We go to court with the family. We toy. So we put a face behind the victims. And also, you know, it's so important for the victims to be remembered, because so often people forget them quite quickly and then they start feeling sorry for the drunk driver. Shame. He must have felt so terrible. He killed two people. Shame. He's a first-time offender. Give him another chance. And SAD are saying absolutely unacceptable. You know, alcohol abuse is behind 65% of our deaths and injuries. And it's time that everybody stood up and fought together with us, like the woman in America did on the Women's March. We need to get this groundswell. So this is part of it.
So, Caro, how does one become a part of this campaign for the Alco-Free February? What do you have to do?
So basically, there's a website, alcofreefeb.co.za, and you can sign on. And this year, apart from being alcohol-free, we've also made something. We've included zero alcohol. So we're looking at a healthy living style, and then the other thing that, because obviously people are just having too much sugar, our obesity levels are going up. So this is also a way, if people can't or don't want to give up alcohol, they could perhaps give up sugar or do both. Then the other nice.
So I was going to say that's a nice, having an additional component like that obviously extends the invitation to the many people who don't drink for whatever reason, of personal choice, of religious conviction, whatever it may be. You're saying to them, you're not excluded from the conversation, effectively.
For sure. But the other thing that we also do, we have a lot of different categories. We've got a category, I don't drink alcohol, but I'd like to give a donation. Or some people say, I actually couldn't cope without alcohol. I like my one glass of wine at night, but I'll still give a donation. And then we've got student breaks. We've got, we want teenagers to be alcohol free. We've got 10-day challenges. And then the other thing is, say you take the whole full month challenge and then you suddenly realize it's Valentine's Day and you want to take your wife or girlfriend or somebody out for supper, you can buy a special break for 20 Rand a day so that you can either drink without feeling bad or you can have sugar without feeling bad. And the money comes to SAD. So we really don't mind as long as you go onto the website, learn more about alcohol abuse, about sugar drinking, you know, having too much sugar, and you help us to become a road safety ambassador and bring down our, as you say, unacceptable road carnage.